You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
The Sacramento Kings are currently enjoying a couple extra days of practice given to them due to the fact that their games against the Memphis Grizzlies, which were supposed to happen last night and tonight, have both been postponed due to COVID-19 tracking. Now, as far as we know, nobody on the Sacramento Kings has tested positive or been in contact with anyone who has tested positive for COVID-19. The good news continues there, and with this practice time building off of a win over the New York Knicks, is this the time that the Kings need to get right and turn things around this season, correcting a lot of the mistakes that have plagued them over the last couple of weeks? We'll discuss their win over the Knicks. I'll share with you why I feel it is time for the Kings to start Tyrese Haliburton over Buddy Hield. And you'll hear from both Luke Walton and Marvin Bagley from practice yesterday on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all offseason. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And today's podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off of your next order. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for the last 6 years. This is season number 7 for me, covering the Kings both as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist. And while it's nice starting a podcast coming off of a Kings win, unfortunately, I am not feeling too hot today. Now, as far as I know, has nothing to do with COVID-19. I don't have any of the COVID symptoms, although it would probably be a good idea to get a COVID test just to be safe. But as of right now, I'm not feeling my best. But I still wanted to make sure I got a podcast out for you today. It'll probably be a little bit shorter than what you're used to. I apologize about that. Hopefully, I'll be right as rain tomorrow. Expected to have a guest for you, and we'll be able to proceed as normal. But I'll do my best to get through this episode for you today. Again, I apologize for it being a little bit shorter. That's just the way it is. But like I said, it's easier to do a podcast when the Kings are coming off of a win. And they defeated the New York Knicks 103-94 on Friday night. First time this season the Kings have held a team under 100 points scoring. And after everything that the Kings have been through over the last couple of weeks, giving up an average of 123 points per game, to see a team only score 94 against them is great. Now, I don't care that it's the New York Knicks who are one of the worst offenses in the NBA. I don't care. The Knicks are also the best defense in the NBA, and the Kings only scored 103 points, which is significantly less than their scoring average per game this season, but it resulted in a win, and they did so off the back of their defense. And what was really cool to see is the Kings held the Knicks under 30 points in every single quarter, 26 in the first, 28 in the second, only 18 in the third, 22 in the fourth. And I liked a lot of different elements of this game. I'll start with Marvin Bagley's game. He finished with 10 points, 11 rebounds, fouled out in this game in the fourth quarter, also finished with a block. But it was another one of those just solid progress games for Marvin. Defensively, he wasn't fantastic, but one of the things I appreciated out of this game from Marvin and from Luke Walton and the Kings specifically is Marvin got a lot of his minutes against Julius Randle, who I feel like saying is the best player on the New York Knicks roster. He's playing at an all-star level so far this season. And when the game was close down the stretch, it was really Julius Randle who was trying to carry the Knicks to a victory in Sacramento. And a lot of the time, the Kings kept putting Marvin Bagley on him, didn't take Bagley out of the game. They switched a couple of times, putting Harrison Barnes on Randle for a few possessions. But for the most part, it was Marvin's cover. And I like that. Those were the minutes. That's the time that you need to give Marvin experience. And you don't want to just take him away and hide him. You want him to embrace that tough cover. Julius Randle is a true four. Many believe Marvin Bagley is a true four. Those type of players are who Marvin is going to be guarding on a nightly basis in the NBA, especially as a starter. So to see him take on that challenge. And many times he was unsuccessful. Look, Julius Randle finished with 26 points on 8 of 17 shooting, went 10 of 11 from the free throw line. He was the reason why Bagley fouled out, also finished with 15 rebounds. So he was very good, but Marvin got those minutes that he needed to develop. And even if it had resulted in a Kings loss, I think it was the right move by Walton. It was the right gamble. It was the long-term play. And even though Bagley ended up fouling out and didn't have the most impressive double-double of his career, it was good minutes for him, a good learning experience, and I was pleased with what I saw. I was also happy to see Harrison Barnes get back to his solid play, finishing with 21 points on 5 of 13 shooting. De'Aaron Fox was solid again, 22 points and 7 assists, also a steal and a block. 6 blocks for Rashawn Holmes in this game to go along with 10 points and 14 rebounds. He was solid again in 37 minutes. And then the rookie, Tyrese Halliburton, just keeps doing what he does. 16 points, 5 rebounds, and a couple assists, a couple of steals, 4 blocks off of the bench, just filling up the stat column. 31 fantastic minutes for the Kings. He was great. Of course, I'm going to be talking about him more in a little bit as I argue for the Kings moving him into the starting lineup. But overall, out of this game, the Kings got a win off of their defense, knowing that they were going to be going into some extra practice days. It was nice momentum, a solid win. Everything that I saw, for the most part, I was happy with. There were ugly moments, certainly a lot that the Kings could do better, but steps in the right direction are always better than big steps backwards. And that's what Friday night felt like. Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar is even more delicious. They have 18 amazing flavors, including cookies and cream, which is my wife's favorite, German chocolate, peanut butter, my favorite, mint brownie, orange, toffee, almond, and so many more. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and they're easy to chew. And on top of being delicious, Built Bar is healthy, great for the health conscious guy or girl. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie and low sugar, but high protein and high fiber. They're great for the keto diet. I mentioned my wife's favorite is cookies and cream, not only for the delicious taste, but because of this. 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off of your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. I have officially seen enough. To me, it is time for Tyrese Halliburton to be inserted into the starting lineup. And not doing so, to me, is just delaying the inevitable. Now, I want to start this conversation by saying that this is not a negative Buddy Hield viewpoint. This is not me wanting to punish Buddy Hield or talk bad on Buddy Hield or demote him because he has been playing horrible and Tyrese Halliburton is so much better. Although I'd make the argument right now that Tyrese Halliburton is a better, significantly more impactful player than Buddy Hield is. But this conversation is not to be anti-Buddy Hield. This conversation is to be pro Tyrese Halliburton and clearly follow the path that Monty McNair has put this team on. There are two players on this roster that Monty has completely committed to. Number one is De'Aaron Fox, who he gave the Supermax contract as one of his first actions as GM of the Sacramento Kings. And number two is Tyrese Halliburton, who he drafted with the number 12 overall pick. Those two are the only set in stone players on this roster to me. Everybody else could or could not be part of Monty's plan. And what do we know about Monty's plan from this point? It's build around Fox and probably Halliburton. It is keep flexibility in terms of your books, your salaries, making sure that you could hopefully take on a big contract or a big name player a couple years from now and be competing for the playoffs and championships a couple years down the road. It is a soft rebuild or a short-term rebuild. So the Kings are not completely starting from scratch, blowing everything up and building a new foundation. They already have their foundation. Now they're just trying to build upon it. And where I think we are at, and I talked a lot about this with both Henry Turner and Katie Christensen last week on the Locked On Kings podcast, I think we are at a point where this Kings roster is certainly talented. It's a collection of talented players, but they just don't seem to complement each other, or they can't seem to figure it out together. So in my mind, some are going to have to go, and others, you're going to have to decide whether or not they are really going to stay and be part of your core. Now, to me, there are 4 probably core players on this roster right now. I already said De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. Rashawn Holmes is up there for me. And then Marvin Bagley, just because he was a former number two pick, you need more time with him. So maybe it's not fair to say he absolutely is a core player, but I need to see more from Marvin. Truthfully, I don't need to see more from Buddy Hield to know that, to me, he is just not part of this Kings core. And I don't know, again, this is not meant to be a negative to Buddy Hield, but I don't know if Buddy is a core player anywhere in the NBA. Now, he can still be a very important player, an important piece that I think could shine on a playoff roster or a playoff championship contender to help space the floor, catch and shoot, and do what he does best. But as each day goes on, as each game goes on, as Buddy's career continues and he gets closer and closer to exiting his prime, he's in the prime of his career right now and he still is very one-dimensional. We know he's an elite shooter, but he struggles to put the ball on the floor. He struggles defensively. His game is not very well-rounded, and that just does not work for the Sacramento Kings right now. If you look at the starting backcourt, that's supposed to be the biggest strength of the Kings, is De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield, that 1-2 punch, the pairing that they can be on offense. We know how good that they can be, right? We've seen it before. But defensively, they're so bad that literally the best part of your team, supposedly your starting backcourt, is what's hurting you the most. Jason Anderson from the Sacramento Bee came on the Locked On Kings podcast, and what did he share with us? He shared that the Kings are 26th in the NBA in defense against the point guard position and 30th, last in the NBA in defense against the shooting guard position. A lot of that falls on the shoulders of De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. And is it all Buddy Hield's fault? Is moving Buddy Hield out of the starting lineup and inserting Tyrese Halliburton going to correct every problem? Absolutely not. De'Aaron has to get better. Tyrese has to get better. The Kings as a whole need to get better defending opposing backcourts. But it is, to me, an obvious move that helps correct your biggest issue, and that's allowing too much scoring from starting backcourts. On top of that, Tyrese is clearly part of the future core. We don't know with Buddy yet. And we've seen Tyrese and De'Aaron be effective together already. If I was to make an argument against Tyrese and for Buddy Hield, what would be my number one point? It would be that Buddy Hield is an elite shooter. While Tyrese Halliburton across the board is shooting better than Buddy Hield, including from three-point range, there is not a spot on the floor that Tyrese is shooting under 40%. In fact, inside the three-point line, he's shooting above 50% from anywhere, including the paint and mid-range. And then from the three-point line, from both of the corners, he's around 60 or 50% in both corners, and then 45 or 44% from top of the key and from the wings. Tyrese Halliburton right now is a better shooter than Buddy Hield is. The one advantage Buddy has in an argument over Tyrese Halliburton, Tyrese is outperforming him. Why delay the inevitable? Bring in Tyrese Halliburton. Move Buddy Hield to the bench where many believe he is at his best. And I'm sorry, if Buddy is not happy with that, if he can't accept that, okay, that's fine. I don't care. And I think Buddy has gotten a million times better from last year to this year to just keep his head down, work hard. I want to praise the guy as much as possible because he's putting in the work. He's a lot more engaged. He's communicating. He's trying. We're just not getting the results. The results that Tyrese Halliburton has been providing since literally game one of his official NBA career. Now, if you do this move, if you make this switch and have Tyrese Halliburton come into the starting lineup and replace Buddy Hield, move Buddy to the bench, there are some concerns with your bench production. Tyrese is the leader. He's the captain of that second unit. And there's a very good chance that you could have some bench productivity drop off by moving Tyrese into the starting lineup. To me, if you're going to do this and do so effectively, you have to build a solid, consistent rotation where, yes, you have De'Aaron and Tyrese on the floor together as much as possible, but one of the two of them has to be on the floor at all times. If Walton wants to go back to his rotation that he had at the beginning of the season, where Fox would play the first 5 or 6 minutes of the first quarter, would be the first one subbed out, which was odd at first, but we understood why Walton was doing it, because after a couple minutes rest, De'Aaron would come back in and would finish out the first quarter and start the second quarter, usually paired up with Tyrese Halliburton. If you want to continue with that, great, except swap Tyrese's and Buddy's minutes. Or you can do what Walton's been doing a lot over the past week. Have De'Aaron play most, if not all, of the first quarter, sub Tyrese out first, and bring Buddy Hield in for Tyrese. You have Fox and Tyrese play together to start the game, maybe to start the second half, and, of course, to close the game in the fourth quarter. And that doesn't mean that Buddy Hield won't be a closer himself. Depending upon the situation, the Kings might be in a perfect opportunity to roll out that three-guard lineup. To have Fox, Halliburton, and Buddy Hield all poaching the perimeter, with Bagley or Rashawn Holmes on the inside. Although I will say, as I said on last week's Locked On Kings podcasts, that another idea, or one of the chief reasons why I want to move Buddy Hield out of the starting lineup, is also because I want to limit the amount of time that Buddy Hield and Marvin Bagley are on the floor together. Because those are two key defensive weaknesses that teams are having field days exploiting. If you have two of them on the floor at the same time, especially with one being a guard and one being a big man, the Kings are getting eaten for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's why we've seen that all season long. Now, again, it's not all on those two. Everybody else could be better, but those two are definitely being exploited. It's time to me to move Tyrese into the starting lineup. I don't care about the situations. I don't care that you're coming off of a win and want to build on that momentum. If this really is a long-term plan and the Kings aren't necessarily worried about losses this year in order to put themselves in a better position for next year, make the move. It makes sense to win now. It makes sense to win tomorrow. It fits the plan. And I think it will help correct the defensive issues to an extent. If nothing else, give it a try. And if the main argument against it is not wanting to piss off Buddy Hield, to me, Monty McNair, Luke Walton, all of the Sacramento Kings can live with that, because I still believe Buddy Hield and Harrison Barnes are going to be pretty aggressively shopped at this deadline. Doesn't mean they're going to be able to find a partner who's willing to take on one of those contracts, but I'll go back to Adrian Wojnarowski's tweet when the Kings decided not to match the Atlanta Hawks' offer for Bogdan Bogdanović. Woj tweeted that Buddy Hield was part of the Kings' core. I didn't really believe it then, and even though I would have liked to believe it based off of how the season started, I still don't believe it now. To me, it's pretty clear that Tyrese has passed Buddy on the ladder. He's jumped up a few rungs. And at best, Buddy is staying where he's at, if not climbing down a peg or two. Whether it was the Kings' win over the New York Knicks, other NBA action, or maybe the AFC and NFC championship games in the NFL, I hope you made some money this weekend on Bet Online, the official sports gambling partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline. Use the promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline has the best lines for all sporting events, including prop bets and fun future bets. Just don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use the promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. The Locked On Podcast Network even has a show dedicated to BetOnline and sports gambling called Locked On Bets. Check that out and visit BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Before we wrap up today, I have some audio for you from Kings practice yesterday. Both Marvin Bagley and Luke Walton stepped to the podium. We'll start with Coach Walton, who described what these extra practice days have consisted of.
We planned on getting after it a little bit today. And we did the teaching early on, and then it was, you know, defensive stops, games, and scrimmages. It was a little sloppier than I would have liked, but that's unfortunately kind of happens after you give a full day off. But it was nice to be able to get back in the gym and get some work in, continue to touch up some of that stuff that's been causing us problems so far. We'll definitely take the day.
Here's more from Coach Walton on the advantages from this extra practice time.
First, you feel for Memphis, right? You don't know what they're really going through, and you hope everyone's getting healthy. And then for us personally, it's, you know, to be able to have a day off followed by a practice day. We're going to fly out to Orlando early, get adjusted to the time. That doesn't happen often. So we're doing everything we can to take advantage of this little break and kind of use it as a nice place to kind of reset, kind of, you know, go look at those first 15 games. And now, all right, let's, you know, we got ourselves a win. Now let's kind of reset and come out and look to to play some better basketball. And, you know, from a film standpoint to getting on the court and getting some work in, you know, these days are very helpful for that.
Yes, there have been a lot of frustrations over the last couple of weeks for the Sacramento Kings, but Luke Walton did share that he's very pleased with some of the progress that the players have made.
Yeah, we got a long way to go. I am very pleased with the progress that some of the guys have made. I think Marvin's made huge strides. I think Tyrese continues to not only impress, but he continues to grow and learn from you know, from the experience. I think De'Aaron's, you know, coming a long way. And you can go down the line. So, you know, there's some things that I'm very pleased to see. And then there's other parts as a team and as a group. Some of our games, we clearly didn't play the way we needed to. And then there's other, you know, there's some big wins, you know, the Denver wins, the Phoenix wins, and some hard fought wins in that Chicago game and the New York game against, you know, just those wire to wire type of battles. So, it's been a wild start to the season for us. And you know, we're at a place that as long as we're continuing to see improvement and the team is going to continue to get better, you know, that's what we're trying to accomplish right now.
And here is Luke Walton talking about the progress that Marvin Bagley has made specifically and how he is earning more trust.
Well, I think he's doing, he's earning those opportunities. I'm pretty sure he's leading our team in charges right now. He took two more in the New York game. You know, the rebounding, rebounding that was hurting us in the first half, he does a nice job of getting in there. He's doing a better job. We still need him to keep the spacing more consistently, but he is doing a better job of keeping that spacing and then attacking or shooting the open threes when they come. So, you know, those fourth quarter minutes are the opportunity to play, and those are minutes that are earned. And he's gaining that trust by doing some of the little things better.
Speaking of Marvin Bagley, here he is talking about the extra practice time.
I mean, it's great. It's a great time. You know, obviously, since we started playing, we've been playing every other day. Down there, feel like we don't really get that much time off of practice and traveling and always playing. So we're doing a good job, but it's a good time to take advantage of this time and make sure we get, you know, our bodies ready, go on this road trip. It should be fun. It should be fun. It's exciting.
Marvin gave us an honest assessment of his play so far this season.
I'm playing. I think I'm doing all right. I got a lot more, you know, in the tank that I could show. But, you know, that comes, you know, with every game I step out there and I'm just playing, man, just doing what I can, you know, doing everything in my hands, controlling what I can control, and just being ready when my number is called. And that's my mindset going into every game. To answer your question is, you know, whenever I'm out there doing anything I can to help the team win and, you know, just keep getting better, keep growing and getting to be the player that I know I could be.
And here's Bagley talking about his mindset, how he approaches every game, just trying to do what he can to help the team win.
Like I said, every game is an opportunity for me to go out there and learn different things, you know, see different, you know, opponents that we play, see different coverages, play different coverages, being different. So every game is a chance to grow. So I think my mindset, like I said, coming into every game is doing everything in the minutes that I'm getting that I can do to help the team win. And, you know, taking more charges, as you guys can see, you know, just stuff like that I'm trying to be more mindful of and you know, just trying to do stuff like that to help the team win and give us advantages in these games that we have. But I think I'll be fine.
Marvin shared his thoughts on how the Kings played overall as a team against the New York Knicks, correcting some of their mistakes.
We played way better. We made mistakes here and there, but, you know, we didn't let it take over the whole game like we did in the past few games. I think our defensive effort was way better in the last game than the last, I would say, four or five games that we've had. We're sticking together through the ups and downs, and everybody's, you know, morale is great. You know, we you know, like I said, good or bad, we're still riding with each other. And, you know, we came out and got a win. Now we just got to keep continuing to build on that and keep fighting.
And finally, Marvin has been dealing with a noticeable hand injury. You've seen him grimace a time or two during games over the past couple of weeks. He reassured everyone that it's just a small nagging injury and that he is fine to play through it.
It was good to have his, these couple of days in between to kind of, you know, get it under control and get it feeling better. But, you know, it's just a nagging thing that keep popping up from me falling in one of the earlier games in the season. So I'll be fine, man. You know, like I said, it was bothering me a little bit last game. And the last last freaking 7-8 games has been bothering me. So, but I'm just fighting through, man, trying to be out there for my team and just keep continuing to, you know, get better every time I step out there.
If you want to share your thoughts on anything both Luke Walton or Marvin Bagley said, please do so. Also, I want to have you weigh in your thoughts on the Kings moving Tyrese Haliburton into the starting lineup. Is now the time to do it? Do you want to wait? Should you have done it sooner? Let me know. At Matt George Radio is how you can reach me on Twitter. You can tweet me publicly or DM me privately there. Or feel free to email me, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I'd love to get in touch with you. That will do it for today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. I pray I'm feeling all right. Expected to have a guest join me from Sports 1140 KHDK, so please tune in for that. Until then, my name is Matt George. Please stay safe, stay healthier than I'm feeling right now, and thank you for listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.